Coming back to Jefferson Public Radio for a visit and bringing a friend is Anais Mitchell. Welcome back, Anais. It's good to see you.
Great to see you too, Eric.
And with Anais Mitchell is Jefferson Hamer, making his first visit to Jefferson Public Radio. That's got to be a little weird, huh?
Oh, it fits me like a glove.
Tell me about how the two of you came to meet. We're going to talk about this new project that you've released on Tuesday called Child Ballads. How did the two of you get started making music together?
We met about 3 years ago now, and we were both playing music at the same club. We were on the same bill, and I heard Jefferson singing these beautiful harmonies and playing electric guitar, first time I saw him. And we met, and we decided to get together and play some music. And at first, Jefferson was playing some of my songs with me, and we went on tour. And then we realized pretty quickly that we both were into the same weird music. A lot of stuff from like the 70s from England and Scotland and Ireland. And some of the same records were kind of looming large in our worlds. And we got excited about singing those songs together and singing them in harmony the way that we were singing our other stuff.
Jefferson, your musical background, at least some of it, is with a band that we have played quite a bit here at JPR, Great American Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And you have moved on. How did you transition from that band, which was a mix of sort of country folk, into much more traditional Irish ballads and things like that?
Well, I used to live in Colorado, and that was, you know, I played with a few groups, and the last one was Great American Taxi. I was playing all electric guitar, doing most of the lead guitar work on telly and singing some of my songs and some country songs. When I moved to New York in 2008, I didn't know anybody, and I started going to a lot of traditional music sessions to make friends and find a community out there. So that's really brought me into a lot of traditional Irish music and also old-time music. And but I've always been a fan of the English music since I first heard it when I was in college.
If you're just tuning in, my guests live in the JPR studios are Anais Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer. They've got a new album just out. It's called Child Ballads, not songs for children. We should make that clear right off the bat. This is a collection of traditional English folk songs. How did this project come about? Tell me about it.
Yeah, the songs are actually English and Scottish.
English and Scottish, okay.
Yeah, and the Child Collection, as you're saying, they're not kids' songs. They're a collection named after their collector, and the collector is Francis James Child, this American academic that collected a bunch of songs at the end of the 19th century. But the songs are much older than that. And his work was like kind of the first major scholarly work of trying to, you know, put all these songs with all their different variants and versions into one collection. And so there's 305 of the Child Ballads. And for each ballad, you can read, you know, 12 different versions of the same song. And some of them are slightly different. There'd be like a different happy ending, sad ending, different characters, different kind of poetry. And so when we first started working on this project, we had, as I was saying, certain artists and albums that we really were in love with. And some of the songs that we chose to work on were just ones that we'd already fallen in love with existing versions of.
And did you know that the songs that you had fallen in love with were part of this bigger collection, or did you just know them as standalone songs?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, pretty early on, we bought a copy of the Child Books,
okay,
which are, for us, it was a 5-volume paperback set. And it's there's an index, you know, so you can easily look up Clyde Waters or, you know, Willie's Lady and see if it's in the collection. And there's something about the collection that feels like it's all of a piece, the sort of similar themes and sort of a vocabulary that recurs. And so that made it easier maybe for us to put all these songs on one record. They felt like they belonged together. And then, as I was going to say, you know, once we got deeper into the project, we started working from the books. So there might not be a version of the song that we loved, but we loved the story and we had read it in the book. And there we were with all these different versions to kind of pick and choose from with the arrangement.
Well, we'll talk more about the songs that you did choose and determine exactly whose idea it was to do an album exclusively devoted to these child ballads. What are you going to play first for us today?
We'll play the first track off of our record. It's called Willie of Winsbury.
The king has been a prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain. And Willie of the Winsbury has lain long with his daughter Jane. Jane. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Jane? Why you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any ill sickness? Or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any ill sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off your robe and gown. Stand naked on a stone, that I might know you by your shape, if you be a maiden or none. And she's cast off her robe and gown, stood naked. Face was pale and wan. And was it with a lord or a gentleman or a man of wealth and fame? Or was it with one of my serving men while I was a prisoner in Spain? No, it wasn't with a lord or a gentleman or a man of wealth and fame. It was with Willie of Winsbury. I could bide no longer alone, and the king has called his servant. Saying, where is this Willie of Winsbury? For hanged he shall be.
And he's raised her up on a milk-white stone.
himself on a dapple gray. He's made her the lady of as much land as she can ride in a long summer's day.
Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer are my guests live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. So whose idea was it to take this idea of doing some of these songs and turn it into a full album?
I think it was Aeneas's idea.
Really? I was totally going to point my finger at you.
We were driving around on tour in Aeneas's car, and we were singing. I don't even know what we were singing. And I think Aeneas said, we should make a ballad record. And I said, yeah, that's a great idea. But we didn't at the time know what kind of ballad record we were going to make.
Is it true you found a collection of these songs in a bookstore in Vermont?
Yeah, that's where we got our five-volume set.
I imagine it being sort of this old tome that was up on a shelf somewhere. Was it a used bookstore?
Used bookstore in Plainfield, Vermont, which has a pizza shop and a food co-op and a used bookstore, and that's it.
Well, every pizza shop should have a five-volume series of Francis James Child English and Scottish popular ballads.
And Aeneas, a year ago, you were out doing the promotional push for Young Man in America, right? Was this project coming along while you were in the midst of all of that?
Yeah, exactly. The two projects were kind of neck and neck for a while there, and we weren't sure which one was going to get finished first. And I definitely, I hear the influence of our ballad project on those songs. Part of what drew us to this particular canon of music, you know, the English and Scottish stuff, is that it's very fantastical. You know, there are a lot of supernatural goings on, and there's shape-shifting and fairies and witches, and it's not all, you know, murder ballads, which is cool for us. It was fun to dive into that world.
Are the composers of these songs known, or are they lost to posterity?
All of the texts from the Child collection would be traditional, and I don't think there'd be any names associated. Sometimes there'll be a name associated with a melody that has come to be the traditional one.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Willie's Lady that we recorded is, we learned the song from Martin Carthy, and it's got this amazing melody, and it worked so well, you know, that it stuck.
And so many of these, with the melody, these were passed on and learned orally. So as they moved across the islands and the continent, they undoubtedly changed somewhat, right? So there ended up being multiple melodies for the same set of lyrics?
Yeah, like the song Geordi, we wound up using a melody, which we also learned from Martin Carthy, but we were considering an alternate melody, which was recorded by some artists, including the Silly Sisters. And we liked that melody as well, and we wound up taking half of that melody for our song Riddles Wisely Expounded, because we were trying to come up with a melody for that. So we borrowed half of the melody from an alternate Geordi for that song.
An alternate Geordi. My guests live in the studio today are Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer, talking about the new album called Child Ballads. It came out on Tuesday. Would you mind doing Geordi for us?
Sure.
As I walked out over London Bridge on a misty morning early, I overheard a fair pretty maid, and she cried for the life of her Geordie. Saddle me a milk-white steed, bridle me a pony, and I'll ride down to London town, and I'll beg for the life of my Geordie. And when she came to the courthouse steps, the poor folks numbered many. 100 crowns she passed around, saying, pray for the life of my Geordie. He never stole a mule or a mare, he never murdered any. If he shot one of the king's wild deer, it was only to feed his family. And then she strolled through the marble halls, among the judge and the jury. Down on a bended knee she falls, crying for the life of a Geordie. He never stole, he never slew, he never murdered any. He never injured any of you. Spare me the life of my Geordie. Judge looked over his left shoulder. He says, I'm sorry for thee, my pretty fair maid. You come too late, he's been condemned already. But six pretty babes I had by him, seventh one lies in my body, and I would bear them all over again if you give me the life of my Geordie. Your Geordie will hang from a silver chain, such as we don't hang many, and he'll be laid in a coffin brave for your six fine sons to carry. I wish I had you in the public square, the whole town gathered around me, with my broadsword and a pistol to fight you for the life of my Geordie.
It's Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio. That one is called Geordie. It's from the new album Child Ballads, just out on Tuesday. One of the things that came out in the press for this new album is the line that says that your versions of these songs have been, quote, carefully reimagined to reflect an American sensibility. What does that mean?
Well, I just think that just means that we're Americans. And the kind of, you know, we didn't necessarily grow up singing English folk music, at least I didn't. And if we're going to work and try to have some creative input on arranging and working with the lyrics on these songs, they're going to reflect an American sensibility, whether that was what we set out to do or not.
The two of you make these songs sound so easy when you sing them together. Are they simple songs or do they contain some hidden challenges?
It was a challenge to work with songs that are this long and repetitive and try to find ways to arrange them that would not rely on grand gestures, especially when there's only the two guitars. Our arrangement choices tended to be very subtle chord substitutions here and there. Maybe someone drops out of the harmony here and there. And then when they come back, hopefully that makes the kind of impact that keeps you in tune with the flow of the narrative without distracting you and taking you to a whole nother place. You know, we tried to keep the focus on the story as it unfolds.
Is there one particular song from the album that has struck you more than the others?
Well, I always have loved the Tamlin song and the metaphor that's kind of embedded in that story. Should I just tell the story real quick?
Sure.
It's about a heroine, a woman, a young woman who's sitting bored and lonesome in her bedroom, and she looks out and she sees the forbidden, beautiful woods where she's not supposed to go, and she thinks, oh, I'll go to the woods. And she goes and she starts picking flowers, and this up springs this supernatural character named Tamlin. He's not quite human. He's a creature of the wood of some kind or other. And they have an encounter in the woods, which leaves her pregnant. And she goes back to her father's court, and people kind of know what's going on. And her father says, you know, who among the gentlemen of my court is going to be the father for this baby and give the babe his name? And she says, there's no one here. There's no one here that could do that. And she takes off for the woods again. And she's planning to end the pregnancy, because there's no father for the baby. And then up springs Tamlin again and says, you know, what are you doing? And she says, well, I would bear the child if he had a human father, but because he doesn't, I can't do it. And he says, you can win me back. Tamlin says, you can win me back to the human form if you can complete this trial, which basically is Janet has to hold on to him as he transforms into these terrifying animal creatures. And she has to hold him tight and fear him not. And if she can do this, then he'll become human and she'll win him back to the human side to be a father for her baby. And in many of the versions that we know and love, the long version of the song, even longer than the 7-minute track that we have here, it's revealed that the reason he's in this supernatural state is that he was kidnapped by fairies and the fairy queen put a curse upon him. And there's a whole fairy chapter of the story, which Jefferson and I decided that we didn't really need the fairies in order to be able to tell the metaphorical story of the holding on and the changing, the shape shifting. And that's just such a powerful metaphor. Still kind of gives me a chill when we get to that part of the song.
So there are 298 of these that you've not recorded. Is there a volume 2, or will there be further volumes of child ballads from the two of you?
We just would need to find the time to put them together. I mean, it took a long time.
It took a long time. I mean, that's one thing. You know, we went in pretty deep, rolled up our sleeves pretty far.
Well, I for one hope that there is at least another volume of child ballads in your future. Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer are my guests live in the studio here on Open Air. The new album is called Child Ballads. You mentioned Tamlin. You want to go out with that one?
Absolutely.
Sits in her lonely room, sewing a silken seam, looking out on Carter Hall among the roses green. And Janet sits in her lonely bower, sewing a silken thread, and long to be in Carter Hall among the roses red. She's let the seam fall at her heel, the needle to her toe. She has gone to Carter Hall as fast as she can go. She hadn't pulled a rose, but only one. When then appeared him, young Tamlin, says, lady, let alone. What makes you pull a rose? What makes you break the tree? What makes you come to Carter Hall without the leave of me? But Carter Hall is not your own. Roses there are many. I'll come and go all as I please, and not ask leave of any. And he has took her by the hand, took her by the sleeve, and he has laid this lady down among the roses green. And he has took her by the arm, took her by the hem, and he has laid this lady down among the roses red. There's 24 ladies fair sewing at the silk, and Janet goes among them all, her face as pale as milk. And 24 gentlemen playing at the chess, and Janet goes among them all as green as any glass. And up and spoke her father, he spoke in meek and mild, oh alas, my daughter, I fear you go with child. And is it to a man of might or to a man of means? Or who among my gentlemen shall give the babe his name? Oh, father, if I go with child, this much to you I'll tell. There's none among your gentlemen that I would treat so well. And father, if I go with child, I must bear the blame. There's among your gentlemen, shout if the babe his name. She's let the seam fall at her heel, the needle to her toe, and she has gone to Carter Hall as fast as she can go. She is down among the weeds, down among the thorn, and then appeared Tamlin again. Says, lady, pull no more. What makes you pull the poison rose? What makes you break the tree? What makes you harm the little babe that I have got with thee? Oh, I will pull the rose, Tamlin. I will break the tree, but I'll not bear the little babe that you have got with me. If you were two gentlemen, not a wild shade, I'd rock him all the winter's nights and all the summer's days. Then take me back into your arms, if you, my love, would win. Hold me tight and fear me not, I'll be a gentleman. But first I'll change all in your arms into a wild wolf. But hold me tight and fear me not, I am your own true love. And then I'll change all in your arms into a wild bear. But hold me tight and fear me not, I am your husband, dear. And then I'll change all in your arms to a lion bold, but hold me tight and fear me not, and you will love your child. At first he changed all in her arms into a wild wolf. She held him tight and feared him not, he was her own true love. And then he changed all in her arms into a wild bear. She held him tight and feared him not, he was her husband, dear. And then he changed all in her arms into a lion bold. She held him tight and feared him not, the father of her child. And then he changed all in her arms into a naked man. She's wrapped him in her coat so warm, and she's brought him home.
That is Tamlin, music from Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer, live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you guys both for being here. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Sarah. Was ours. Thank you.